Okay, this is part two of my rant because I'm just so het up and disgusted about the whole lot of it. The 26-year-old man that was shot in Croydon last night has died. By the sounds of it, he wasn't doing anything apart from driving his car, trying to get out of the way. And it sounds as though he got shot in the head. I wonder how many other people have died in fires and God knows what. You know, people being robbed and mugged and beaten up. What is wrong with people? I don't understand. I can't imagine what mentality you would need to have to think that behaving like this is okay. And David Cameron cut short his holiday to come home and sort it out. Well, I tell you what, right? He made a statement just after 11 o'clock this morning. He didn't tell us anything we didn't already know. So what exactly is he doing? Because it don't look like very much. And Vince Cable has not long been on the radio. And he's full of crap too. He couldn't say yes or no to anything. He thinks that operational questions are not down for him to answer. Apparently he's not even allowed to have a personal opinion. He was asked if we should use water cannons. And he said, well, that's not... You know, that's not something for me to have a personal opinion on. What are you, a robot? What is wrong with you? I don't understand it. It's sickening. I mean, Tesco's down the road was set on fire, from what I've been told, and looted. All the petrol garages around here have been smashed up. You know, why? And can you imagine how much this is going to cost insurance companies? And actually, businesses don't even know if they're covered for some reason or another, which I cannot understand. And, you know, I know in the grand scheme of things with what's happened, it doesn't really matter in a sense, but it's going to be very difficult for people to do shopping and get things that they need. It's going to be a nightmare. And... You know, people who hear these things from other countries, you know, unless you can see the pictures on the news, that might give you some kind of clue. But, you know, for people who can't see, you might be sitting there thinking, oh, you're a load of drama queens. Well, it's no drama. It's real and it's happening. And, you know, half of my hometown has been completely demolished by fire and vandalism, and everyone's slagging off Croydon and saying, oh, it's a shithole anyway. Well, do you know what? I don't care, because it's my shithole. It's my home. I grew up here. I've lived here for 27 years of my life. And to see that happen in my local community just makes me sick. It really does. And the fact that nobody is actually standing up and saying, this is the action we are going to take, they're all too scared to, you know, they don't want the decisions to be on their head in case of a backlash, which there'll always be. There'll always be a backlash. But nobody wants to take responsibility for the decisions that need to be made. Put me in charge of the country, I'll bloody sort it out. It's ridiculous and it's sad. It really is sad. People are scared to go out of their houses. This is meant to be a democracy that we live in. This is meant to be... You know, everyone thinks of England as a nice, peaceful place. Well, flipping isn't now. And the fact that people are scared to go out of their houses, it's so wrong. I can't really get my head around it. I'm lucky because I'm out of the way and no one's going to want to come and do anything here, apart from maybe set fire to cars. But then there are a lot of cars everywhere else, so I don't see why here would be, you know, a target or anything like that. But, you know, there are people that aren't so lucky that lived above those shops that got set on fire. What about them?
Coming up to 19 minutes past one, we'll get the travel in just a few moments. Before that, though, let's hear from the Labour leader, Ed Miliband.